Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a period of time when I waited tables. I also did some bartending. I couldn't really have a huge bartending career, which I kind of liked. I actually enjoyed because I was going to medical school at the time. So I served drinks when I could, and I was just kind of making ends meet, and my student loans had to go to my schooling, but I used my money to help my family members, and it was fun. But the one thing I noticed is people in the food service industry, whether you bartend or wait tables or, you know, drinks, are kind of in positions sometimes that can either put you at risk or you're in a position where you have to help somebody else. So I don't know if you guys saw this headline. It's kind of cool. A bartender actually helped two women, and he was kind of smart about this, but this is something that we commonly will do. But he kind of prevented this creepy customer from continuing to harass two women. And what he did, he is Max Gutierrez, a St. Petersburg bartender in Florida, gave a receipt, made it look like it was the bill, to a girl named Trinity and her friend. And basically it wasn't a bill, it was a note that said, if this guy is bothering you, put your ponytail on your other shoulder and I will have him removed. He's giving me the creeps. And that was the bartender. So the bartender already picked up that something was going on and that his customers probably couldn't do anything about it. Yet you in bartending or as a food server or even in retail, you're in kind of a tough position, just like we had with the masks. You know, you're kind of forced to tell somebody that they have to wear a mask. You don't know if they're going to stab you, shoot you. So you don't want to escalate things, but you also don't want to kick somebody out who's being, you know, kind of creepy. A lot of people in bars are creepy. I mean, I've been picked up by people who were just creepy as can be. Luckily, my no was enough. I don't go to a lot of bars. I'm never really alone. You know, if I was, it was with a bunch of people. Since I've been married, I just don't really go unless we're going early, like for happy hour to save money. But people go to bars to meet people. And that's, sometimes Tinder just doesn't, people want old school. So anyway, the man apparently was harassing her. So it looked like a receipt. And she posted it. She was really excited. So in a follow-up tweet, the woman explained that, I guess, I'm assuming, she moved her ponytail to the other side. The bartender, I can't say this on air, but the bartender basically yells at the guy, you need to get the blank away from these girls who clearly are not interested. Then he actually kicks him out. Now, she did ask Gutierrez to pose for the picture after the incident. And she didn't do it while she was being harassed, but she, you know, over 200,000 people liked the tweet. It went, you know, viral. But that is something. I want to do a shout out to a bunch of bartenders out there. And good for Gutierrez. I think he did a great job. But a lot of bartenders out there, they have your back. They do. They watch. They're, you know, first of all, their job is hard enough making drinks. I don't know if you've remembered every single drink. And not only the Greyhounds and the Old Fashioned and the Tom Collins and the Sex on a Beach and all the different drinks and the names and the martinis, You know, is it going to be a vodka martini or a gin martini? But you also have to remember, you know, the olives and the lime and the onion and the cherries. You know, I think in an old-fashioned, the cherry's crushed, and the cherry has to be at the bottom of the drink. Yet at Shirley Temple, the cherry floats on top. So, I mean, there's all sort of, you know, if you're going to do a drink, you need to, as a bartender, do the drink right. So while you're dealing with that, you're dealing with people calling out orders, bartenders also have to figure out who's in line next. If they skip you in line, now they lose their tip, or they make you mad, or you can walk away. So they have to scale, right, not only making their drinks right, and making sure they're not doing too much of, you know, the extra shots like a lot of us do, you know, just to, you know, make people happy, and make sure that they're, you know, they still have their soda machine working right, and they're, you know, they have enough condiments and all that other stuff. But they also need to make sure nobody's breaking glasses, nobody's getting drunk, nobody's taking somebody else's place in line, nobody's being harassed. These bartenders, it's pretty overwhelming. And so, good for them. So what a lot of them do is they do kind of keep an eye on people. So I think he was really, really cool to do that. But ladies, or gentlemen, if you are being hit on by somebody that you don't want to be hit on, okay, I would move towards an area where there's staff. And if they follow you, then I would say, not interested. If they still don't get that, then maybe ask for some assistance. But the key to this is don't walk to your car alone. Now, the problem is the average staff, the average restaurant, the average... It's not... They don't have security. Now, some of them might have bouncers. But if you parked behind the building, that could be pretty, you know, you could ask. Sometimes there might be people that'll help. Tip them, please tip them if they do walk into your car. Once I was stuck at a place where my friend left with somebody, so I was going to have to walk alone. So what I did is there were some other women that were walking out. I go, guys, can I walk with you so I don't have to walk to my car alone? And man, the sisters had my back. Luckily, I didn't get mugged, you know. Sisters could still mug you and things like that. But you can find other people to walk with. So, but it's, you know, this is kind of why if I'm ever single again, I don't know if I'm going to go to bars, you know, to get hit on. I think I would probably do the online thing, you know, and then meet somebody for, like, lunch or a late breakfast or a coffee. It's tricky out there, very tricky. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Excuse me. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm interested, if any of you guys could go back to school, what would you take? What would you study? If you could go back to school, if you could go back to college, which you can, would you? And if so, would you do anything different? Or would you add to what you've studied? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm interested in this, not because I'm having a midlife crisis, you know, because I turned 50, and not because I, you know, want a career change. I love medicine and I love journalism, and so I don't see myself making any change. But I do kind of feel the need that I need to get back into school. I don't know why I feel that way. It's not because I'm feeling old or anything like that. It's I feel like there's so much more I have to learn. There's all these new codes and languages and software and You know, my son was talking to me about something, and I don't even remember what he was telling me about. So my memory is starting to fade a little bit, which I think is kind of dangerous for any of us aging, because I still want to stay a spry. And some of my spryest times were when I was in school, because you were forced to. And so maybe I just need to work that muscle again. So I don't know. You know, did I look at law? My problem is I can't afford law school. I can't, you know, because I'm trying to think what could augment, you know, my broadcast career, my medical career, and keep me mentally stimulated. Well, the problem is laws, that's a lot of reading. I think I would peter out. Some of you ask, why don't I specialize? Why don't I just go into a medical specialty? Well, the problem with that is you have to then do a residency, and then you have to do call. And I've looked at some medical specialties to become more, specialized in certain areas. The problem with that is that I'd have to give up radio. And no, don't start celebrating. No, my show's still on the air. So I'm not in any mood to start taking on a full-time, you know, I wouldn't mind taking night classes and things like that, but to do a specialty, you have to be fully invested mornings, afternoons. I do my show every morning, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. I can't, won't work for me. So I don't know, but I am interested. You know, I would like to learn. I speak Spanish to a fairly healthy degree, but I need to learn so much more. So, you know, maybe I'd learn another language. Maybe I don't have to go back to school. Maybe I want to learn another language. I should learn how to cook. I really should. My friend got me a bunch of vinegars for cooking, and I don't know what to do with them. They look good. They look really fancy. I just don't know what to do with vinegar, but apparently you're supposed to cook with them. So I'd like to look that up. So, you know, I don't know. But if any of you guys are thinking about, let me know. I'd love your ideas. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So how is college admission and enrollment going? Well, apparently the latest number shows the largest decline in college enrollment in over a decade. Updated figures from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center show that overall college enrollment fell to 16.9 million students this spring, down more than 600,000 students from a year ago. And that one-year decline of 3.5% is the largest spring semester enrollment decrease since 2011. Now, the decrease was accounted for entirely by a 4.9% drop in undergrads, accounting to 727,000 fewer students. In fact, enrollment of graduate students increased by a healthy 4.6%, the equivalent of 124,000 more students. So, graduate school starting to rise, undergraduate school still dropping. They say community colleges continue to take the biggest hit, dropping 9.5%, or almost 500,000 fewer students. Public four-year universities were only down 0.6%, but still dropped. Private nonprofit institutions saw a 0.8% drop. Private for-profit schools had a 1.5% enrollment decline. So the largest enrollment decreases, according to Forbes, occurred in New Mexico, 11.4% decrease. Delaware came in second with 7.7%. Michigan, 6.4%. Kansas, 6.3%. Wyoming, 6.2%. But some states had an increase in enrollment. New Hampshire jumped by 10.8%, Utah 4.7%, West Virginia 2.8%, Nebraska 2.4%, Virginia 1.3%, Idaho and Maryland under a percentage. So what are the student demographics? Well, the 18 to 24 is declined. Now those are Gen Zs. Well, Gen Zs with some young millennials. Remember, us Gen Xs didn't have a lot of babies. I only had two kids. Unlike my boomer mom that had four, so less kids maybe are coming into college age. Adult students 25 or older was down 1.2%. Male enrollment declined about 5%, about 400,000 students. Female by 2%, 203,000 students. The report did not look at race or ethnicity, but majors, this was interesting. In terms of the majors, larger major fields at four-year institutions like psychology, computer sciences were increased. 4.8% to 3%. But decreases occurred in English, communications and journalism, physical sciences, liberal arts, and humanities, and multidisciplinary studies. For the two-year colleges, the largest enrollment decreases were in visual and performing arts, security, protective services, liberal arts, and general studies. Psychology and legal professions were the only fields at two-year colleges that showed an enrollment increase. So what does that mean? Well, I it's hard to tell, and I don't know how much of this was COVID, but I think we are seeing general trends of kids, and I say kids by anybody younger than me, so that's, you know, now anybody in their 40s and below. I turned 50. This is rough. But these kids, especially the Z's, the young ones, Z's were born after 1995. So those are the Gen Z's. Okay, all right. I think many of them aren't being as driven by the concept of a job like we were when we were younger. So I wanted to be a doctor or a pilot or a firefighter or a policeman or something. And now when they see their parents, and they see, a lot of people can't even describe what they do. There's all these jobs now. There's all these names of jobs. There's all these, I'm a merger technical creative director. And what is that? Is that business? Is that marketing? See, in college, you have to pick a major. And then that major could break down into all sorts of different jobs. I think a lot of us, even me as an Xer, Generation Xer, I don't get what a lot of people need to do to get to that job. So when I was in school, I went to UNLV. And UNLV was one of the top, along with Cornell, in terms of hospitality. So many people went into the hotel school to get a hotel and a hospitality degree. Yet most of the people I know that are high up in hotels are business majors. So it's changing, but I think a lot of kids are confused. And you go, well, what do you want to do? And a lot of them don't know what they want to do. They want to be wealthy. They want to have a job that they like. They want to be excited about the job, but they can't picture what that job would be. We might see a movie and go, ooh, I want that. Or, oh, I want that. That looks fun. But we don't know how to get there. Or we try to get there and we find that the job we get doesn't look like that. The environment's toxic. The people are, you know, I loved teaching. I thought teaching was fantastic. I love teaching. But academia is, one doctor told me, is a blood sport. It is. Who knew? And you're just supposed to teach. You're not supposed to have people try to mess with your life. And sadly, your career in teaching is beyond what happens with you and the students. With you and the students is the best part. But sadly, there's all this other stuff. And so I'm not sure how things move forward from here. Is our college degrees going to be overrated? Are people just going to say, to heck with this, I'm just going to do college online? Why am I going to go onto campus? You know, one concern people have about free college is that just gives universities a chance to up their rates and tax dollars going to it. We want people to get jobs, but a concern about everybody having a college degree is like a high school diploma. Well, most people have a high school diploma. What does that get you? So we might have to rethink what we need to be trained, and we might have to really start looking at more trade and teaching people skills and be more skill-oriented rather than more theory-oriented. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical storm Claudette is moving away from the United States. That's according to the National Hurricane Center, which says the storm has a maximum sustained wind of 40 miles an hour. It's moving east-northeast at 28 miles per hour. Forecasters say rainfall will eventually end around North Carolina's Outer Banks and southeast Virginia. Large groups of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border, creating issues for border agents and local residents. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich blames the Biden administration's policies on the immigration surge at the border.
The Biden administration is breaking the border. They're essentially destroying it, and it's up to them to fix it. And by them creating all these incentives or making it harder for ICE to do its job.
The Biden administration continuing to reverse many of former President Trump's policies. USA Radio News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced on Friday after being convicted of murdering George Floyd last year. Judge Peter Cahill will decide if the ex-cop will get probation or more than 30 years in prison. Floyd's death sparking global outrage and protests and riots across the nation. The Delaware Department of Justice on Monday indicted 14 gang members on more than 120 criminal charges, including murder. The members of the Wilmington area gang, known as North Park, are charged with committing crimes from 2018 to April of this year. Chief Robert Tracy of the Wilmington Police Department spoke to reporters about the rising gun violence.
If we don't get serious about gun violence, and don't get serious about people carrying illegal firearms and making sure that they do time for carrying a legal firearm, then you know what? We might continue to have some of these same issues that we're having. But I don't see that happening.
More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi guys, we are back in the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this is interesting. In Canada, they said if you got a first dose of AstraZeneca, you might want your second COVID vaccine dose to actually be a Pfizer or Moderna mRNA vaccine. AstraZeneca is a two-shot vaccine using adenoviruses to vector in a DNA that talks to your DNA to make an mRNA piece. That mRNA then makes spike protein, similar to what the mRNA vaccine does, but rather than bringing in mRNA, it brings in a piece of DNA through an adenovirus vector, which has been very rarely linked to blood clots. But in Canada's National Advisory Committee on Immunization said last week that people who got the AstraZeneca vaccine as their first dose should probably turn around and get Pfizer and Moderna for their second shot. On June 1, the committee said AstraZeneca recipients could get Pfizer and Moderna for their second shot if they wanted, and went further to say mRNA vaccine is the preferred choice. Since the advisory committee first looked at mixed vaccine schedules, new evidence is starting to emerge suggesting immune responses are better when the first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine is followed by an mRNA vaccine as the second dose. This is according to Vice Chair Dr. Shelley Deeks in the new guidance documents. The committee, now this is in Canada, because in America we do not have the AstraZeneca shot approved yet. The committee also updated its previous recommendation that people at high risk of exposure to or serious illness from COVID could opt to get AstraZeneca rather than waiting for a Pfizer or Moderna. Now it says everyone should always get the mRNA vaccines first unless they are allergic to them. So rather than saying an AstraZeneca-Pfizer 1-2 punch combo is better, which they're studying, by the way, they are studying to see if you mix and match the vaccines, if the immunity could be even better. But that it doesn't look like that's what they're saying. They're saying, look, if you had to get the AstraZeneca vaccine, you know, because you had to rush to get the vaccine and we told you to, rather than go ahead with the second AstraZeneca, if you have access to Pfizer or Moderna, get it. So that's very interesting. And us in America, our first choices were only Pfizer or Moderna. And then we had Johnson & Johnson. Now, Dr. Deeks said the advice is based on the growing supply of Pfizer and Moderna and the risk of vaccine-induced blood clots associated with AstraZeneca. She is still trying to reassure people that if you did get the AstraZeneca vaccine, you're still protected. AstraZeneca still does a pretty darn good job. In fact, in Europe, they're recommending it for people over, I believe, 50, 55. So for older individuals. So she said anyone who has already received 2 doses of AstraZeneca, COVID shield, can rest assured they are protected, particularly against severe illness. No need to go and get a third dose. But Dr. Tam, Chief Public Health Officer of Canada, said the new evidence in favor of mixing different types of vaccines included 4 studies in Germany. Now, they said it's really the immunogenicity, the immune response after that mixed dose schedule that resulted in NACI updating this recommendation. So according to Dr. Tam, there is some suggestion that a mix and match is effective. But I think they're still studying that. They think there might be a better immune response with a mix and match. I just see logistically that being a mess. I mean, sadly, it's just, you know, trying to vaccinate a whole country and then have somebody come back for a second dose. It's not, somebody's going to get confused. There's always somebody that does it wrong, you know? Now, one of those studies is from Germany's Saarland University. They published early data last week saying giving Pfizer as a second dose after AstraZeneca or 2 doses of Pfizer only generated far more antibodies and T cells than 2 doses of AstraZeneca. Now, up in Canada, almost 25 million Canadians have now received at least 1 dose of the vaccine. Almost 6 million are now fully vaccinated. As of June 5th, 2.1 million had received at least 1 dose of AstraZeneca, 15,000 receiving 2 doses. And no further shipments of AstraZeneca are currently scheduled. But they still have about 600,000 doses still left, so they have to use them. So I think they're going to tell people, go ahead, get that, and then follow it up with a Pfizer. And that is promising, if they're really being transparent, everybody involved, that, guys, get the AstraZeneca and then we'll follow it up with the Pfizer. It'll be exact immune response as you getting 2 Pfizers. All right. Could it be? Yeah, it could. But it is interesting. So, you know, I got Pfizer. People ask, which is better, Pfizer or Moderna? They're both pretty equitable. Originally, and we're talking day one, Pfizer came out saying they were 90% effective. Then that next week, Moderna said they were 94.5% effective against hospitalizations and death. And then I believe the next day, Pfizer came out saying, no, we're 95% effective. So 94.5, 95, whatever the back and forth is, it's still pretty darn good. But now, what about side effects? So the CDC was supposed to meet on the 18th, but Juneteenth became a federal holiday. So the CDC meeting on COVID-19 vaccines and heart-related issues got postponed. And it got postponed until they were going to have their advisory committee on immunization practices June 23rd to June 25th, so later this week. Now, I don't think we're going to get much out of that this week. I know a lot of parents are a little concerned because colleges are, you know, going around the nation saying, we're mandating vaccines, we're mandating vaccines. So a bunch of people are like, look, but my kids aren't really excited about it. In fact, some colleges have said, we are going to probably mandate it once the FDA approves it fully. So there's some schools out there saying, expect we're going to mandate the COVID vaccine once the FDA changes the emergency authorization approval to full-on, non-experimental emergency, just it's FDA approved. So something that parents are starting to anticipate. The low risk of myocarditis, inflamed heart muscle, and pericarditis, inflamed lining around the heart, happened in about over, I believe, 400 cases, but only 300 counted. Actually, I think there were 528 reports, and 300 of which happened between males aged 16 to 24. Now, the ACIP is not going to really vote, I think, on anything. I know a lot of people are expecting them to say, all right, guys, it's safe. Or what they're going to do is they're at least discussing it, which I think should have happened weeks ago. I was surprised they put it off until the 18th, and then they put it off another week. But then as long as it's maybe it's a little stall tactic, too, so they could get more data. Because we don't have as much data because we didn't start vaccinating younger people till the last few months. So we don't have a lot of data. But what we are kind of picking up on is second shot seems to be where it's happening more so, where kids, you know, these adolescents, only, like I say, a few hundred cases, chest pain, some trouble breathing, fever, dyspnea on exertion, having some trouble breathing on exercise, fatigue, things like that, appear to happen after the second shot because of the immune response. So I'm still comfortable with people getting the vaccine. I am expecting, based on the low numbers of the myocarditis and pericarditis cases, I am expecting the CDC will still say move forward with adolescents vaccinating. I know a lot of parents are still worried about that, but I think they are going to move forward. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you have had a family member who gave birth to a baby who was premature. And when I was in training, 26 weeks old, a baby, a fetus, 26 weeks old, would barely survive a preterm labor. They'd be in the neonatal ICU, lungs immature, skin immature, and it was frightening. You know, anybody with a 25-week-old baby, 24-week-old baby, you know, barely getting out of their second trimester, these babies couldn't survive. Well, this is fantastic. The world's most premature baby, a 21-week-old, survived and actually turned 1 year old this week. Richard Scott William Hutchinson from Somerset, Wisconsin, was born June 2020 at 21 weeks old and 2 days. Just weighed 11.9 ounces. ounces. Doctors at Children's Minnesota Hospital in Minneapolis told his parents that he had zero odds of surviving. But he spent 6 months in the neonatal ICU, has been recognized by the Guinness World Records as the world's most premature baby ever to survive. And on June 5th was his birthday. Celebrate his first birthday. Doctor said he is doing good. Still needs oxygen. Still needs a feeding tube. But baby is happy. He looks like any other baby. You see him digging into the cake. This is just an adorable, just adorable little baby. Baby's happy boy. So it's pretty, pretty exciting. Despite his odds stacked against him, Richard's health slowly improved over the past over 6 months he was in the hospital, and now he is thriving, thank God, as a toddler, has been recognized by the Guinness World Records. And when you look at him, he's just like the cutest little thing. Just, you know, in fact, I'm looking at the baby. He actually looks older than 21 weeks, but then again, this could be a picture when he was older. So maybe there's a chance that even though he was at 21 weeks, he had more development. You know, interesting, my son, I had issues with both pregnancies. Thank God they, you know, came out okay. One, I had oligohydramnios where I didn't have enough fluid, and so they tried to induce labor, and they tried to give me fluid, and I just wouldn't go into labor. I mean, I was in labor for 5 days, but I didn't dilate, so we actually went home so the bed could be used for somebody else, because I was just going crazy, not, you know, being with my dog and being with my husband, and the baby wasn't coming out anyway. And it was rough to be in labor for 5 days. It was painful. Contractions. But baby came out, thank God. That was the case where I was in a 13-minute contraction and nobody noticed, and I had to wake up, you know, the staff because nobody was watching the monitor, and it was a mess. And thank God baby came out fine. But the second baby, it was interesting. So he got big. He was 7 pounds. They estimated him to be 7 pounds when he was 7 months. So they go, man, this baby's going to be big in a couple months. If he's already 7 pounds at the 7-month mark, then, man, he's going to be big baby. So I go in at the 8-month mark. I still had a little fluid. And doctor comes in going, man, you got a good-sized baby. He's 7 pounds. See you next month. I go, no. See, no. He was 7 pounds a month ago. He hasn't grown in a month. Doctor takes a look, goes, wait a second here. My high-risk doctor. I think we're going to induce. So I had to have an amniocentesis at the 8-month mark. So my son could have been premature, but it was 36 weeks. And they did an amniocentesis to see if he had enough, there's markers, we could see the amniotic fluid, to see if he's going to, you know, be able to, you know, breathe on his own and have the maturity. And everything passed, so we were able to induce. So I basically gave birth to him at the 8-month mark early. He was about 7 pounds, 5 ounces, and thank God he's fine. But he was 7 pounds at the 7-month mark. And everybody's like, well, did you get your dates wrong? No, I didn't. Because, I mean, it was, I know exactly when we conceived. We followed it to a T. And it was just one of those things where, you know, it was maybe some kids are a little bit more advanced when they grow. I've seen some babies that just, you know, blow my mind. They're just so much more advanced for what their age is. So very, very cool. So parents are Beth and Rick. They found out they were expecting a baby in late 2018. They suffered a miscarriage at 7 weeks. This was according to their GoFundMe page. After months of grieving, they tried to conceive again. Beth learned she was pregnant February 2020. By early June, she wasn't feeling well, got checked out. Cervix, she was already dilating. I wonder how old she was. I don't know if they tell us how old mom and dad were. Anyway, sometimes we see this in older parents, but not always. And so, she was admitted to Abbott Northwestern Hospital in Minneapolis. They said they would have to deliver Richard because she's already dilating and try to deliver him. And he was born at 21 weeks and 2 days, and they said they were going to do everything possible, and they did. So premature birth, or preemies, unfortunately can suffer greater risk of breathing problems, feeding problems, could be more susceptible to contracting infections. We say babies premature if they were born prior to 37 weeks of pregnancy. And so if you had a previous premature birth, if you've had a pregnancy with twins or triplets, if you get pregnant within 6 months of the last pregnancy, you could have premature birth. If you're obese, if you have high blood pressure, And many times these preemies are underweight. They can be small. They can continue to have delayed growth and development. But then many of them do absolutely fine. They just do so well. And baby is just looking happy. Baby's tracking. Baby just looks, especially with the cake. So it's interesting. You know, like I said, you know, people have kind of a lot of concerns of, you know, how much should we do, you know, in terms of baby and in terms of interventions and because obviously it costs a lot of money. I get that. But, you know, when you're the parents and you want to do everything possible and you, I mean, for me, I would, with my kids, I knew, you know, insurance wasn't going to cover everything. And I was willing to work at the hospital for free. I was willing to do whatever it takes. You know, you ask the parents, people make these decisions. And the average, they will do everything. They will borrow. They will do a GoFundMe. They will do everything possible. And I think there are babies worth saving. And, you know, people ask, well, what about, you know, in nature and evolution and Darwin, survival of the fittest? You know, we can't always apply that. I'd like to, you know, having a scientific background, but we can't always apply it because things are different, all right? The premature babies don't have to survive in the wild with zebras and buffalo and flying fish. I mean, they're in a house with air conditioning. There's modern medicine. And so our survival of the fittest is from our caveman days. And we're, as much as we don't want to, you know, have a human race that is weaker, and I always talk about that, we need to strengthen, we need to be able to handle the temperature changes, we need to be able to eat better, we need to be able to eat more natural because we're developing different gut microbiomes and all that. Don't take that into my thinking that any baby that would not have survived on its own shouldn't be helped. Oh, heck no. Whatever we could do, we do. This is what the knowledge is for. This is what the incubators are for. This is what the staff has trained for. Let them do their job. Let them do their thing. That I get with science. It's tricky. Because, you know, once you know how to do something, can you make designer babies? And people, you know, are going to want designer babies. They're going to want, you know, a certain eye color and hair color and mentation and all that. I really don't want us to get into the designer baby field. I know there's been a lot of speculation that could be going on in China. But as far as I'm concerned, we do what we can, but we also do this to educate people on prevention of having babies that may not be able to live on their own. And so premature babies, you know, they teach us about premature births. Indirectly. 1-877 Dr. Ellen, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.